Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of March 2018. Supreme Court has asked a Gujarat trial court not to proceed till the 12th of April with the criminal defamation complaint filed by BJP President Amit Shah's son, Jay Shah, against a news portal and its journalists. Supreme Court has directed that a meeting be convened between home buyers and real estate group Amrapali on Saturday to arrive at a consensus on the status of its various housing projects. Supreme Court has dismissed as many as 32 intervention applications in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute, including those brought by filmmakers Aparna Sen, Shyam Benegal, BJP politician Subramanian Swamy, and rights activist Teesta Settlevar. Supreme Court has held that the Commissioner of Income Tax, CIT, has no power to cancel or withdraw or recall the registration certificate granted under Section 12A of the Income Tax Act 1961. Supreme Court has dismissed the plea of one of the convicts in the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case, A.G. Perumallan, seeking a recall of its 1999 verdict, upholding his conviction. Bombay High Court has warned all major municipal corporations of issuing contempt of court if they fail to abide by the court's directions over granting permission to construct pandals during festivals. Allahabad High Court has said that the medical services in the state was Ram Bharose and depends on destiny and fate. Karnataka High Court has quashed a prostitution case against a customer and reiterated that provisions of the Immoral Trafficking Prevention Act do not apply to customers. Bombay High Court has ruled in the favor of a female Muslim student from Athana-based Homeopathy College, ordering the college to allow her to wear a hijab and burqa while pursuing her medical studies. Rajasthan High Court has issued show cause notices to the State Home Department and the police, asking them to explain as to why the helpline number of police in Alwar was not functioning. Government has extended the present system of filing of GSTR 3B and GSTR 1 for another 3 months, that is, April to June 2018, till the new return system is finalized. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has asked the taxpayers to pay fourth and final installment, 100%, advance tax before the 15th of March 2018.